Okay, we're going to start from the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf and Beis. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the concept of Kiyum Shtaros, how you verify a Shtar. So now, we have in front of us now that the Edim, who actually are the signers on the Shtar, they're coming themselves to Beis Din to be Mekayim Shtar. Say, this is our signature. Another one of the ways that you verify it, you have witnesses, you have Edim, you compare. So this is where the Edim are coming themselves to testify that these are our signatures. So Ze Omer Ksav Yodi, Ze Ksav Yodo. So witness one says, yes, this signature is mine, and that signature is my fellow witnesses. So basically, there are two Edim now. There's one Ed on his, and one Ed on the other signature. Ze Omer Ze Ksav Yodi, Ze Ksav Yodo Shochaveri. And the other guy says, yeah, this is mine, and that's his. So you have two witnesses verifying. You have two witnesses verifying each.
They verify their own.
They are believed because Kiyum Shtaros with two Edims, you're fine. Okay? Ze Omer, this one says, witness one says, Ze Ksav Yodi. This is my handwriting. This is my signature. Ze Omer, Ze Ksav Yodi. And this one says, this is my signature. So each one just verifies their own. One witness on each. Each one verifies their own. So, Tanakama, the Rabbanan hold, Tzrichin Litzarif Imahen Acher. Sorry, that's the Rebbe. Divrei Rabbi. So Rebbe holds that it's not enough. It's only one witness on this each signature. In order to verify the signature, you have to have another one. Rashi said, Tzrichin Litzarif Imahen Acher, Sheyokir Ksav Yedei Shneim, Detresa Hadi Ba'ina. We need two witnesses. Seish Hadi Ba'ina, Kol Ksav Ksav. We need each two witnesses on each one. Gemara will explain why. Chachamim argue, and they say, Ba'omrim, Einan Tzarich Litzarif Imahen Acher. You don't need another witness to verify each signature, because Ne'eman Adam Lomar Zek Sav Yodi. A person is believed to say, this is my signature. So we figure out, well, what's going on? There's only one signature, there's only one witness on each signature. How is that valid? So the Gemara doesn't explain what the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rebbe is. Again, the case is, you had trying to be Kiyum Shtaros. One witness says, this is my signature. The other witness says, this one is my signature. According to Rebbe, you need another witness on each signature because you need two witnesses. According to Chachamim, you do not. Each one saying that this is my signature is sufficient for Kiyum Shtaros.
Are you assuming that someone's contesting the validity?
Yeah, all these cases are contesting the validity of the Shtar.
So, but if someone presents a Shtar with no one contesting, we accept it.
Right, well, Kiyum Shtaros is only in the Rabbanan to begin with. Midaraisa, everything is valid. But yes, it all has to deal with contesting. Yeah. You can see later on the stones that contest the Kiyum. You know, so, and that's also so. The Gemara then Tosas asks, "Well, what's the point then of Kiyum Shtaros so you can protest the Kiyum?"
Also, okay. Why am I assuming if I write an Iksuva and you write an Iksuva, then I know your handwriting? Well, I don't know what your handwriting. Why are you assuming that the A knows A and B? I know my handwriting.
No, the guy is testifying. I know it. There's no assumption. He's coming to court and says, "This is mine."
That's
your, it's your medical partner, and you know what his, you know what his signature. When he writes "Daw" in the prescription, you know what it looks like. The Spence says, "Whatever." Right. You know, it's not an assumption. This is the case. The case is the guy comes and testifies.
I don't write that too often, by the way.
Okay, fine.
My patients don't.
They don't get that. Okay. So the Gemara then says, "Kishatim Silomer." When you're going to try to figure out, you're going to look into it and see what the svara behind Rebbe and the Chachamim is. So Kishatim Silomer, the Divrei Rebbe, according to Rebbe, Al Ksav Yodon Hei Meidim. When they come to court and they test, there are two choices. When they come to court and they testify that this is my hand, that this they're trying to do Kiyum Shtaros, what is the testimony on? So Rebbe says simply, it's Kiyum Shtaros. The testimony is on the signature. This is a valid signature. So I need two witnesses. How do I get two witnesses? Two witnesses on this signature, two witnesses on that signature. That's why if only one comes, he needs somebody else. It says, Aksav Yodan Hein Meidin. Rashi says, Aksav Yodan Hein Boim Lohoid, Kishem Mekayin Ashtabar Beizdin, Lefichach, therefore, Tzorich Shnayim Akol Ksav Aksav. But, you need two. But Adivrei Chachamim, fascinating. Al Manashe B'Shtar Hein Meidin. They're not testifying about the signature. When they're coming to verify the Shtar, they come to testify about what it says in the Shtar. So if you think about it, so you only need two witnesses. So when this guy says this is my signature, and this guy says this is my signature, and their testimony is really about what's in the Shtar, I now have two witnesses on the Shtar. And therefore it's valid. I don't need somebody else to come and verify it. Which is interesting. So I mean, Tosos points out, he says, Tav Tosos is near the Rebbe, I feel omen beferish, the Me'idin Amanash of the Shtar. Rebbe says they're testifying about the signatures. Even if they say beferish, that we're testifying about what's written in the Shtar, right? Chashiv ki'ilu me'idin maksav yodan. He goes, it's not. the testimony is about Kiyum Saris, it's about the signatures. V'chein Ravonin, or Filo Omrin Behejah, Da'ksav Yodin Hime'idin, according to Ravonin, who say you need somebody else, according to Ravonin, who say that he's testifying about what's in the star, and if they explicitly say, no, we're testifying about the signatures, don't listen to them, right? It's a machlokas, and we're showing them about that, but that's Tosos's, explanation.
So why can't they say, just validate what the transaction?
Right, that's exactly Tosis' point. I'm pointing out, Tosis, you can't do that. He says, by default, when you're doing Kiyum Saros, each one holds that that's what you're doing. According to Rabbanon, you're testifying about the transaction, and according to Rabbi, you're testifying about the signatures. Rabbi's like a notary.
Validates the signature, doesn't care what the contents of that.
Right, you're just talking about the signature. But your edus is on the signature, and therefore each signature will require two. Right. Listen, a lot of important documents require two signatures. A lot of countries require two signatures. After steal certain documents, you need two signatures. There is a chashivas to having an extra signature on it.
Yeah, but it's like 20 years goes by. Yeah, that's my signature. That's my signature. What happened that day? I have no clue what happened, but I know that's my signature.
That's supposed to skiddish.
That's good enough.
That's good, according to Chachamim, yeah. According to Chachamim, yes. That's how according to Jesus Tosos in the Chachamim. Okay, so now the Gemara says the Divrei Chachamim, according to Chachamim, who say that the Edim they're saying that Aksav Yodahim Edim, Divrei Chachamim Almana Shemeshtarim Edim. Fine. So the Gemara says Pshita. I mean, how else are you going to explain the Machlokas? It's partial for the Gemara. What the Gemara is saying? How else would you explain the Machlokas? So Pshita. So the Gemara says, "Not Ma'u Detema." You might have thought the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, again, who says that you need two on each witness, on each signature, because they're coming to verify the signatures itself. The Rebbe Suki Misafkeli. Maybe Rebbe had a suffix. Maybe he wasn't certain, and therefore the Chumra he says he make it two. To have two. So Kamash Malan, no, he says for sure that this is the reason is because I'll ksav yodan him edim, and therefore I have two. So the Gemara says, okay, so what would be the nafkamina, whether you hold that vados, that this is Rebbe Shita, or he holds a pesafik? So lamai nafkamina, the nafkamina, what's the nafkamina? Long Rashi here. Hecha dimischad minayu. One of the witnesses died. Liboy shnayim in a shuk leheir alav, and therefore would you need two witnesses from the marketplace on the shuk to testify about that signature? The imkain, because if you don't, the imkain kanafik nechei riva de mamona pumi dechad saga. You end up having 3/4 of the testimony from one witness. Just a little back a second. Pachas says apishnai made them apishlosha edim yukum davar. Each witness can't testify to more than 50% of the testimony. Yes, it can't be more than 50%. So what happens over here? Let's say somebody dies. So Rashi says, let's look at Rashi. V'nafkimina ben suffik levadai. It's l'shnayim achasumim al shtar. We have two witnesses signed onto the shtar. Umei secha mehen. And one of them dies. So tsarich shnayim and ashuk lehein alav. You would need two witnesses, outside witnesses, to testify to the dead person's signature. V'ein zeh, meaning the live witness, ein zeh kosher lehoyak sav yodo. He cannot testify about his own. Again, according to Rebbe, right? We said according to Rebbe, that each one can testify about their own because they're testifying about the mana ibshabishtar. Right, Rebbe says. No, sorry, Rebbe says the tsar if yimayim, the tsar if yimayim acher. You have to have somebody else to come with them. So the question is now. You have A and B. A is testifying about himself, and then B is testifying, but B's dead, right? So this is
reproduced. A is testifying about A and B, and B is on A and B.
No, that's case number one. This is Zeh Omer Ksav Yadi. The Zeh Omer Ksav Yadi. Each one testifies about himself. So Tzrichim Tzari for my Macher. Each one has to have another case. The ratio of the case was each one said about me and the other one. That was the first case, and the second case. All right, so. Two of them died, and one dies. You need two independent witnesses to testify about the dead guy's signature. You can't have this guy testify, the live guy testify about his own signature, and then have one guy come and testify about his and the dead guy's. Right, the Dilma Almanusha Bishtar him Edim. Maybe they're testifying about the contents of the star. If they're testifying about the contents of the star, Vichy Amar Zek Sav Yodi, right, if they testify about the contents of the star, they only need one and one. So if you testify about the content of the star, when the live guy says Zek Sav Yodi, Nafik Palga the Momon Lamona Pume. So now half of the testimony is given based according to him. Vizesha made imo al chasimiso lo malav lo morid. The guy comes and testifies with him. Doesn't make a difference. He's no lo malav lo morid. They no sorich logs. They don't need him. Vichihadrim mitzarichim ahu meyashuk leid al chatimus hamais. To have a live guy testify with a second witness about the dead guy's signature. Hadr nafik revid him amon apume. So now another quarter of the testimony is being given from his mouth. So istachat the kul mamon lechi revid nafik apume. So three quarters of the testimony is being given by this guy. You can't have that. And we know al pishnayim edim by inon chatzi davar al pirshol zeh v'chatzi davar al pirshol zeh hilkach ni ba'itrei. Therefore, I would need two witnesses to verify the dead guy's signature. They came on the sfeikahi because since it's very suffik nasal hachi lechumra v'hachi lechumra. He's going to have to go to lechumra. He's going to require two guys for each signature, and he's going to require. But maybe it goes the other way, so he's required two separate guys for the dead person's signature.
So what's wrong with that?
That's nothing wrong with it. That just would be the nafkamina if you depending on which way you hold. Okay, then we didn't start again. Okay, and the Gemara says, so hachal lechumra, the hachal lechumra. In each case, it would be lechumra. What's the cases of lechumra? So, Rashi, go back to Rashi. V'hachal lechumra, v'hachal lechumra. Heichad shneihem kayamim. If both of them are alive, that's where we left off in Rashi. Heichad shneihem kayamim. As linan lechumra, we'll go lechumra, and therefore say what? V'aminan aksav yodan heime eden. That they're testifying about the signatures, and therefore I would require two signatures. Aksav yodan heime eden. Ube ina trei al kol ksav v'chsav. V'heichad de mis, and if the guy dies, chad minayu, by ina trei min ashuk, sheyeirach ha'echad al ksav yodan meis, v'echa mehin al ksav yodan meis v'chai. And each day, if the guy dies, will be machmer to require two guys from the shuk, because he has a suffix of what the halacha is. But that's not the case. He says, v'vadai, that the halacha is, that you need, that it's, that they're testifying about the signatures, so you would need two. You're not testifying about the money, you're testifying about the signatures, so therefore you would need two. But if the guy dies, the live guy can be mitzarif, because he's not testifying about the money, he's testifying only about the signatures. You know, the problem of Pishnayim made them. Okay.
Each age cannot testify, does not know how to testify about the second signature, correct?
Right, each one is only testifying about their own. Is that sufficient?
Is that because he can't?
I don't know. But is that sufficient? According to Rebbe, no. According to Chama, that would have been sufficient.
Right, but is it because he can't testify?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It says
no,
it.
Because he bring a second person from the show.
Okay, so he'll verify it.
Right, but if A knows A and B, is that good enough?
Does A know A and B? That depends on what you're testifying on. If A knows A's and B's, if the signature is only on this, if the testimony is about the signatures, then it's fine. If the testimony is about if each of them know A and B, that's the ratio of the case. That's the ratio. That's fine.
Obviously, they don't know.
They don't, or they didn't. They didn't testify to that effect. Okay. Gemara brings a raya. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Shnayim chasum al shtar, which is such the case. Two of them are signed on a document. Umeis echamehen, and one of them dies. Tzrichim shnayim in a shukal ha'yidolav. You need two people from the shuk to testify about the second signature. Ubezo Rebbe Lekula. Here Rebbe goes Lekula. He says, we not need two people from the shuk because the testimony is about the signatures, and therefore he can. You don't need two from the shuk. Even he himself, the live guy, can work on it. The Rabbanon lechumra, and the Rabbanon go to chumra, and therefore you would. The Rabbanon lechumra would require shnayim in a shuk because the testimony is about the content of the shtar, and you can't have the live witness testifying about half about that part of the shtar and the other part of the shtar. You need shnayim in a shuk. Yeah, it doesn't make sense for a second. But how would that work? The Chachamim say, the Rabbanon would say, they would say lechumra because the guy who signs in the shtar cannot be mitzarif with somebody else from the shuk to testify about the second signature. You would need two guys from the shuk to testify about the second signature, because according to the Rabbanon, they're testifying about the signatures, though. Why in this case? So even though in the Mishnah he's making, in this case it would be Machmir. Because in the Mishnah he says when they're both alive, they can just testify about their own signatures, and therefore it would be fine. But one guy's dead, the Chachamah would require two guys to testify about the dead guy's signature. Yeah.
According to Rebbe, only one person from the market is needed to join the surviving witness to testify about both signatures.
According to Rebbe.
So he joins the second guy. He
So the first guy knows the other
signature? No, the first guy knows his own.
No, you're thinking about both signatures.
I don't know why I need both. Rashi doesn't say that.
He only need one.
Who's he quote?
Only one person from the market is needed to join the surviving witness and testify about both signatures.
Why do you need another guy?
Because one guy testifies about himself.
According to Rebbe? According to Rebbe or according to the Chachamim?
According to Rebbe.
Yeah, according to Rebbe, right. Because according to Rebbe, you need verification.
Right.
So you need two.
Right.
So he's the live guy and a guy, and then the live guy and the guy from the Shuk.
Correct.
And that's sufficient. I don't have to worry about
the
three quarters.
Which guy?
The live guy and the guy from the Shuk.
Okay, and then the same guy.
And the same live guy and the same guy from the Shuk on the dead guy's signature.
Okay, so A knows A and B.
In that case, A would know A and B. And you're focusing on the fact that he doesn't know it. It's that question. He didn't testify initially about it. That's just
now we're saying he does.
So he it would be sufficient if he knows it and testifies.
But according to the Rabbanan, you would need two people, because otherwise this guy that's still alive would be testifying about his half of the content of the shtar plus a half of the other.
Right, I think so.
And it would turn out like we
three quarters,
before,
but the three quarters
more than half of Adas.
I think so. I think so, but I'm not sure. But why the Chachamim worried about that? The Chachamim, right? Because according to the Chachamim, you're testifying about the content of the shtar.
Right. So it's the edus on what happened here.
Right. Okay. Now Gemara continues. According to the Rabbanan, we just said that if one of them dies, he's not neman to mitzvah. But you need two guys from the shuk. So he lekatrei elachad mai. So what happens if you can't find? You want to be mekayim the shtar, and this would be a hypothetical. Yossi, you'll appreciate it. It's a hypothetical. What happens if you don't find two guys from the shuk? So Amar Abaye says like this: Lichtov chatsimas yedeya chaspa. What you want to do? So the live guy knows the second guy's signature, and there's another. They can find a second guy, but they can't find two separate guys from the shuk. So you can get, but you have a problem going to Chachamim that this live guy can't testify about both. So what do? You have him sign on a tablet, and two people will recognize it, will verify his signature, they'll compare the two, recognize his signature. Those two people will now verify his signature. He'll go with the one guy he found from Shuk and verify the dead guy's signature.
He's
not doing his anymore. So Amar Abaye, Lichto Chatimas Yadeya Chaspa, write his signature on the Chaspa, they say on like a clay tablet, make sure it's not a document, because then someone maybe can play around with the signature, the Gemara will say in a minute. Ushadile Bevedina, and send it to the Beis Din. Umasikle Beis Dina, right? And Beis Dina will be Masik his signature, look at the signature he has on the tablet, and the signature that exists on this document, and they'll verify his signature. And therefore, the lo tzorich ihu lahasir chasimas yadei, he will not have to testify about his own signature. V'azul ihu, and he himself, behind mashadei al idach, and he and the one guy they did find from the shuk will testify about the dead guy's signature. And the Gemara says, v'dafka chaspa, it specifically has to be done on this chaspa, aval amagil tolo, but not on a magil, on a klaf, because dilma mashkech le'inish tolo ma'ali, maybe an unscrupulous individual will find the document that's signed by his, with, that has a signature on it, the custom of the boy, write whatever he wants on it, and Utnan, we have a mission that says in Bava Basra, Hotzi Alav, Ksav Yodo, Shuchayev Lo, Govin, Chasim Mechorim. If you bring out the guy's own handwriting that says, I owe him such and such, Yuchayev to pay him. So I don't know, the guy just wrote his signature on it, but maybe the guy would write, he would write I next to the signature, and then have his guy's signature's name, and he'll say, well, owes Yossi $100. And then a guy, not Yossi, whatever, we'll bring it out and say it. So therefore, you write it on the clay tablet, which is not valid for a star, or a mess, you just write it in a certain area where you can, on the document, right at the bottom of the document, right, the first words of the, you can figure out other ways.
You have to be careful.
Right. Just be very careful. Okay.
And a blank check, almost.
Pretty much, exactly. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, right, don't make it out to cash, don't sign it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kechachamim. The Halacha calls like Chachamim, who hold that Almanisha Bestarhin Me'idim. Right? That they hold that you're testifying about the content of the document, and therefore you would only need one if each witness testifies about their own signature in our Mishnah, that would be sufficient. So when says Pshita, what's the Chiddush? It's Yachim and Rabbim, Malacha Karabim. So they're the Rabbim in the case. So Gemara says, "No matter the tema, since we know halacha k'Rebbe mechaveiro, that the halacha follows like Rebbe when he argues with his friends. Maybe you would say afilu mechaveirov. Maybe if his friends are in the plural, kamash malon. That no, even in this case, the halacha is the kamoso only when he argues on a das yachid, but when he's cholik on the chachamim, the halacha is not like him." Simenachkad, dach. I don't know what that means. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Chanina bar Chila, Rav Yehuda. Va'amar le, and some say it was Rav Huna bar Yehuda, li Rav Yehuda. Va'amar le, Rav Chia bar Yehuda, li Rav Yehuda. One of Rav Yehuda's sons said to Rav Yehuda as follows: Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi. Does Shmuel really state that Halacha follows Rebbe, that all you need is the witnesses themselves to verify that each of their own signature? But I have the following case. V'ha'u started enough in Medina Damar Shmuel. You had the star. We found the star that came out from the Beis Din of Shmuel. V'ha'vikasiv Bein. It was the handpick, right? The verification of the Beis Din said as follows. Mida'asar of Anan Bar Chia, right? V'asi lachasimo sedei v'adchar imei. So one, we had Rav Anan Bar Chia, who was one of the witnesses on the star. He testified achasimo sedei about his signature, v'adchar imei. And another guy came with him. Umanu, and who was the other guy who came with him? It was Rav Chanan bar Abba. It was Rav Chanan bar Abba, was the other signatory. Right? And Rav Chanan bar Abba testified with his own signature, and somebody else testified about his signature as well. Umanu, and who's that? That's Rav Anan bar Chia. Therefore, let's say we had, since we had two witnesses verifying each signature, Ashroni v'kimuni k'dechazi. We based him, gave chazrek and kiyum to the star. Wait, this is based on a Shmuel, who says only one each witness can testify about their own signature, and that's sufficient. But here, the handpick of Shmuel's based and said, the reason why this is kosher is because two witnesses signed. What's going on? You pass them like a chum. You would need the second verification. So he says, so Amrale, Shmuel said no. What was going on here is Shmuel passing that like a chamin. But why did he require a second one? Because he was worried that this star would fall to a Beis Din that wouldn't know the halacha, and they would pass him like a Rebbe, and he wanted to make sure that even that Beis Din would keep saying that this is a verified star. Basically, he was machmir lekoladeis, right? Tavala bracha. Amrulay, but not exactly. Amrulay, ha hushtar di yasme have. This was the star that belonged to orphans, meaning it was their father had lent the money to somebody else, and the Yisomim want to collect it. And he's very worried that the Yisomim won't be able to collect it. So what does he do? So, v'chash Shmuel le-beis din toin. Shmuel was choshish for beis din toin. V'savar Shmuel, Shmuel held, dil me'ika desvira le halacha kerevi mechave rov, lo mechave rov. Maybe even though we know that the halacha is like Rebbe from his yachid friend, not from his plural friends, right? But baha, maybe they would think, afilu mechave rov. So Savar Avi Ravcha Kihech Lomafsi Yasmi. Let me just be Choshesh for that Shita, and therefore the Yisomim would not lose. Just trying to figure out, if the Halacha is beferish, that it's like the Chachamim, and the Beis Din makes a mistake, isn't what that Tos Matar Mishnah, and therefore you can, it's not valid. But then the Yisomim probably still have to go through the whole process again, you don't have to worry about this.
They're writing receivers. What are they doing?
I guess they're handpicked. They're verifying the star. They write this lush on the bottom of the star to say that this star is verified.
Right. So why can they just write there without saying why it's verified?
So he wants, exactly, because they're gonna say it's verified, and they say, oh, but they only verified one signature, and the other basis and say, wait a second, we hold like Rebbe. So therefore, he doesn't even coin to Rebbe, so they don't.
I'm saying, why do you have to say how many? We verify this was completely.
Because they would verify exactly and write the reasons why. That's how they would do it.
Less is more sometimes.
Maybe. Call right? So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. When you have the handpick, which is what based in, verify the star, it's the aid v'dayim mitzdarfim. The aid and the dayim k'di mitzdarif. So, what's going on here? It's interesting here. It seems to be over here that you have the handpick, and now someone is challenging the verification itself. So, which is, what's the point of the verification? Right? So, you're challenging the verification itself. So one of the witnesses and one of the dayanim, one of the witnesses on the document and one of the dayanim to the handpick, they can combine to say that this is a valid verification. All right. So aid v'dayim mitzdarfim. Where's Rashi? It's like the third to last bottom line. Aid v'dayim. Shtar shekasiv bo handpick. You have the handpick. V'chasim had dayanim al handpick shalom. And dayanim signed the handpick. And after a while, the malva comes to collect with it. Not only is the star mezuyuf, the handpick is mezuyuf. Okay? So one of the eidei hashtar comes, he says, no, that's my signature. That's my signature on the handpick, but start from to make that it's good. Again, all key sources are bottom, so I guess you can make these combinations. Halacha, the ma'aser to say we can't do this. So Amar Rabbi Mar Chama, Kama Alya Haishmaito. Oh, what a wonderful statement. So Amar Rabbi Mar Chama, what are you talking about? What's a good statement here? It doesn't work. They're testifying about two different things. The aide is testifying about the signature, not the star, and the dayan is testifying about the handpick. There's no two witnesses on anything. So Ella ki asa Rami bar Yecheskel, when Rami bar Yecheskel came, he said Amar, and this is his like low. Rami bar Yecheskel apparently is Rabbi Yehuda's brother. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rami bar Yecheskel is Rabbi Yehuda's brother. So Ella ki asa Rami bar Yecheskel Amar, he said lo titzi sinhu lahani kloli the chayel Yehuda achi mishmei Shmuel. Don't listen to what my brother says. My brother doesn't know. Don't listen to him. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to bring the Maisu Matan, the same Maisu Matan from a different Amoroi. So Ikla Rav Noi Achud Rav Chiyah Bar Abba LeMizbin Shumshmi. So Rav Noi, the brother of Chiyah Bar Abba, went to the marketplace to buy sesame. And when he said that, Omar Hachi, this is what he said, Omar Shmuel, Eid V'dayim Starfim, the Eid and Dayim Kamim Starif. So Amar Amemar, Amemar says, "Kamam Ayash Shmaito." How wonderful this Shmu is. So Amar Rashi Amemar, Rav Amemar, Rashi says Amemar. What are you talking about? Rav Amemar, apparently Rami Bar Chama is Amemar's grandfather. So Rav Rashi says to Amemar, "Mishum de Kausa Vudi Mochat Nami Kausa." Just because your mother's father said praise this statement, you're going to praise it as well. Whatever Kfar Pircha Rava. Rav already said it. Doesn't make sense. It's because your grandfather said it doesn't mean it's good. That's the Maisa. Okay. The Gemara is now going to continue with the Kiyum Shtaros. And we're going over here now, is it's going to be a case where they come to the Beis Din to verify a Shtar. Take the Beis Din of three, Dinim Mamas Mishlosha, the Beis Din of three, and two of the Dayanim, they recognize the signatures. So those two Dayanim themselves could verify the signatures, and then can those two Dayanim again turn around and be part of the Beis Din that now puts the Hanpeik, that puts the official verification on the document. The third Dayan doesn't recognize the signature. So what's going on here? Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, Bar Marta, Amar Rav Huna. Long chain in the name Rav Huna. But Amar Yilah, and some say Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, that it's Rav Huna and the name of Rav. Bottom line is it's Rav Huna saying it either by himself, either his Deya or Rav Huna in the name of Rav. Shlosha Sheyashu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. We have three Dayanim who are sitting down to verify Shtar that a Lov is claiming it was forged. Shnayim Akim Chatimos of the Edim. Two of them recognize the signatures of the Edim. Ve'echad Eino Makir. But one does not recognize the signature of the Edim. So the Gemara says, what do you do? Ad Shelo Chosmu Me'edim. Prior to them putting on the official verification on the Shtar, let the two be made bifanav. Let the two be made before the third Dayan that this is Ploni, Ploni, and Ploni, Ploni signatures, because they recognize it. V'chosem. And then these two will go back and be mitzdarif with the one guy that, and they'll verify the star. So, my question is, I think all of you should answer, okay, how can the two test, yeah, fine, the two know it and they're going to verify, testify. But they're testifying in front of one guy. Right? You need basis of shlosha. You need a basis of shlosha to hear the verification, you need a basis of shlosha to apply the hanpik. Don't you need three? So how do they...
Does he always need three to verify?
It's a dinam omenos.
You best not three.
Right? Maybe you don't. That's my question. Maybe you don't. Maybe you only need one. You only need one. Does he say anything?
They're not adjudicating. They're just...
They're accepting testimony. They're accepting testimony. No, the verification is the second part. The first part, the guys come and we're testifying that this is Reuven's signature and this is Shimon's signature. No, I'm asking the question. Then why do you need three to begin with?
Because they come before Bezdin. Because two of the Bezdin are verifying it.
Right. Two of the Bezdin are becoming the Edim to verify it. But the guy comes. Me and you, we come to court. You claim my star is valid. We have these three guys. They say, listen, we're arguing it. So they're going to say, one guy says, okay, bring witnesses. The two judges say, oh, don't worry, we don't have to bring witnesses. Exactly.
We know signatures.
So we are going to verify the signature in front of you, one guy. They're giving testimony. That these are valid signatures.
So you need two for Kiyam.
But they have to do it in front of a Beis Din.
They do? I don't know.
They get two more guys. Witnessing themselves.
I don't know. But they're removing themselves from the three to be witnesses. They're testifying in front of one.
They're not testifying on content again.
Who knows? But they're still making testimony. They're still saying we are witnesses that this is so. But it has to be in front of a Beis Din. He's only in front of one guy. That's my question.
No, the initial thing has to be based on, but now it's verification. Maybe two is enough. Why are you assuming you need three for verification?
No, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy.
Next slide.
You're not crazy. No, he wrote over here.
He's bothered by the fact that there's no business anymore.
Yeah.
There is no more business.
Right, exactly. That's my question. The Ramban says that we're talking about a dying mumcha. Okay, so at least he's asking the question. All right, that's good enough for that, Yomi. Okay, so the question, he asked the question. Right, that's halacha gimel. That's halacha gimel. As long as someone asks the question, you're good. Okay, do it for homework, as Rabbi Rosen would say. Okay, that's what you do. But misha chasmu, I guess if they do it the other way first, if they first apply the hanfei, right? Misha chasmu ein me'idim b'fanav. Then they can't go ahead and then testify. You do it out of order. But what's the having to do it out of order? The order is you have to verify the signatures, then you can put the verification on the star. So I guess so. That's the Gemara's question.
Want to hear your answer?
Yeah.
Note number four. Okay, because all they need is the certification of the signatures is Rabban, and not their Raisa.
Uh-huh.
So they don't have.
So they say you only do it in front of one.
Exactly.
Who did you quote on that one? Rashba?
Rambam cites by Shita Bevetzes, Shach, Rashash.
That
was a whole lot.
All right, so that's enough for me.
That's more than one.
That's enough. Okay, good. But so Misha Chasmu, but if they first put their signature on the handpick, then they cannot go afterwards and testify to the third guy that this is the guy's signature. So Gemara asks, Omikasvinan, how can they write the handpick before they know, how can they signature sign the handpick before they know that they verify the signatures? It's out of order. Like Zumar says, Umi Kasvinon, V'ha'amar ha'papi mishmei d'rava, hai asharta the dayani. Asharta dayani is, I guess, some sort of official document, some sort of verification that the dayanim wrote, d'nichtav mikamei d'nachvei sahadei achimas yadoyu, that they sort of signed prior to the witnesses coming, that they did it in advance. They had the boilerplate document and they signed it in advance. That's no good. Psula. They mechzik kashikra. It looks like they're lying. Because it basically says, so-and-so came before us and testified, and if you sign it before so-and-so and so-and-so came to testify, it's mechzik kashikra. So to hear, what would be the having to say that they can sign the hanpeik, which says we received valid testimony that this is such and so's and so's and so's signatures prior to validating their signatures. So hachanami mechzik kashikra. So ela, ema, because before it said misha chasmu, change misha chasmu to kisvu. They would write the hanpeik first. If you would write the hanpeik first, then maybe you would have thought that you can do it without signing the hanpeik. And you have a boilerplate that then fill in. So he says, Ela ema achlo kasvu me'idim b'fanav v'chosmim. Misha kasvu, but if they wrote it, e me'idim b'fanav v'chosmim. If they wrote the hanpeik first, then they can't testify in front of him because it's niksik kashikra. But you would have thought that maybe it's okay because they didn't sign it yet. Kamash Milan, I know you can't even fill it in. You can't fill in the blank in advance. That's what I think it says. Okay, so the Gemara says Shma Mina Klas. You learn from here three things. Shma Mina Eid Nasa Dayin. You see from here that an Eid can be a Dayin in the same instance. The Eid can turn into a Dayin. Shma Mina Dayanin Hamakirin Chatimos.
Isn't it Dayin Nasa Eid?
Well, that he says Eid Nasa Dayin.
Isn't the case when a Dayin becomes the Eid?
No, because we're saying he has to testify first about the signature. And then he sits down with the third guy. They sit down with the third guy, and they adjudicate and say that it's a valid thing. So first he's an aide. Yeah. Yes, he's sitting down as a dayan. But his official capacity, when he executes his capacity, he's executing aidus before he's executing dayanus. Right? Ushma mina dayanin hamakirin chatimos yidei aidam einan tzrichin lahayid rifnehem. If you have dayanim who they themselves recognize the signatures of the witnesses, right? They don't need the witnesses themselves to come before him and say that that's my signature. It's enough that they recognize the signature. Ushma mina, and we also know dayanim she'ein makirin chatimus le'edim. If a dayan does not recognize the signature of the witness, tzrichim lahoy b'fnei kol echad. In front of him, you have to testify. That's why the two dayanim who didn't recognize had to testify in front of the third guy. So maski flo ravashi. So ravashi asked the following question. Bishlama, we extrapolated three halachas. Rav Ashi says only one of the extrapolations is valid, the other two extrapolations may not be valid. So Masi Rav Ashi, Bishlama, Eid Nasadayin. I understand the case of Eid Nasadayin, Shamina Mina. If it's clear as day from here, that Eid Nasadayin. But Ella, Dayanin Hamakirin Chatimus Le'edim, Eid Tzrichim Lehebi Fit Nehem, Is that really true? Dilma olam e malach tzrichin. Maybe I'll tell you that they do need, the witnesses do need to come in front of the dayanim. V'shani hacha, the kame hagada b'chad. Right here it's different, because here it's different because the two are testifying in front of the one.
Last one,
wait.
Oh.
It's probably. Well, you're so smart. It's, the two of them are you. It beeps twice. Okay. I thought I had to pick a milk or something. So, Shani Hacha.
The way you look at the halacha.
The Mekaima Hagada B'chad. What does Rashi say here? Dilma Olam Tzrichin Lahaid. She'ein Eidus Ela Al. Ah, it seems to be over here that what he was saying is that if they know the signatories, no one has to testify in front of them because they know the signatories. But Rashi's saying no. What happens over here is they know the signatories and then they are testifying in front of the third guy. So here it's different. The reason why he didn't need that to be testified in front of these two is because they're the agent, but they still need to testify in front of the third guy. I think that's what he's saying. He says, "Vashani Hachi Rashi says the Kamikani Hagada b'fnei Hayochid she'ein makir." There is Hagada b'fnei the judges. You said if the judges recognize the signatures, you don't need any testimony in front of the judges. From our case, no, here it is. The only difference that we hear is that they are testifying just in front of one, not in front of all three. And number three was, you said Dayanim she'ein makirin chatimo si de'edim tzrichim lahoy b'fnei kol echad le'echad. You said if the Dayanim do not recognize the signatures, then there has to be testimony about those signatures in front of each and every judge. So, and that, like we had over here, because you had to testify in front of the third judge who didn't know the signatures. Dilma la'olam e'malach, maybe I'll tell you, ain't tzrichim. You did not need it. B'shani hacha, de'lo kamekayma hagad de'klal. Here it's different, because here it's different. Since the Edom are in front of us at all, there would be no Haggadah b'chla. Oh, maybe you don't have to testify in front of all of them. Maybe you don't have to testify about in front of one of them that it's a valid signature. Here, they're testifying in front of all of them that don't know. It's only one. The reason why they're testifying in front of that one, because if those two don't testify about in front of the third guy, then there's no testimony whatsoever. That's why they're testifying in front of all the, you know, all the witnesses, the judges who don't recognize the signature. But maybe if there would be witnesses who came, they would not have to testify in front of each and every judge. They would only have to testify in front of one. And then that would be sufficient. So he just says that what you're learning out may not necessarily be true. Okay. Okay, Gemara says the following case: Yosef Rabbi Amma v'kamerle lahishmaita the aid nasadayin. So Rabbi Abba was sitting and he was learning the sugya of aid nasadayin of our case. So Esi Rasafa l'Rabbi Abba. So Rasafa says to Rabbi Abba, wait a second, you're telling me now that aid nasadayin. I'm going to bring you a case where we say b'feirush in the Mishnah that aid cannot become a dayin. What's that case? Kedusha Chodesh, right? Esi Rasafa l'Rabbi Abba. Ra'u shlosha v'hein beizdin. Three dayanim see the molid, and they're also beizdin. So can they be, or each of them be the, each of them, can they be the Eid and can they be the Dayan? So the Mishnah says, right, is this the Mishnah? Yeah, the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah.
The judge and the jury.
Right, right, so Shlosha, right, Ra'u Shlosha, Behein Bezdin, right, three people, so they're also part of the Sanhedrin, right? So what do? Ya'am Dushnayim, two out of the three should get up to be witnesses. V'yoshivu mechavrehen eitzo yachin. They should bring two other judges to sit with the third guy. V'yayidu b'fnayim. And they should testify about the moled. V'yomru, they should say, mekudosh hakodesh mekudosh. Why? She'ein hayachin neman alidei atzmo. Because the one judge himself is a neman by himself, so he needs two others. But why does he need two others? If ein nazanayin, let them be both.
Maybe you answered the question before, that's the derisa.
Exactly. So the Gemara says, the Isak Adaitach, the Eid Nasadayin, Lamle Kulahai, Lisu Beduchtai Vilikache. Let them just sit in the Kasha Kodesh. So Amrale, so Rabbi Abi said to Rav Safra, Achli di Kashli, I had the same Kasha. Vishalti, and I asked the Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, I asked Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, the son of Marta, Rav Yitzchak asked the question to Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Lichia Bar Rav, Lichia Bar Rav asked his father Rav, Vamrulu, and some say, V'amr lahu, and Rav said to Chi, his son, this I answer the question, Hanach le'edus ha'chodesh de'oraisa, don't bother me, you can't ask apples and oranges, edus ha'chodesh is de'oraisa, so I guess when it comes to testimony de'oraisa, there we say, ein eid nasa dayin, a court like, ein nasa, ain eid nasa dayin. But bakim shtaros, which is midrabanan, in that case, instance, we can say eid nasa dayin. Rashi says, no, that's it. No, Rashi. Rashi talked about the case by there. Fine. Okay. So the next piece of the Gemara picks up and goes a little further to the right, goes to the Mishnah. So we'll stop here by Amar Biabi, three lines from the bottom.